schools up there, got his degree. Lincoln sent him to England. When they come back, the war was over, he sent him to Austin, Mississippi to see about the carpetbaggers. And when he died, his daughter-in-law, she's still living there, Ms. Jakers, she cleaned out his drawer, and he had a stack of letters now with a big ribbon around it, and there's 15 or 20 letters from Abe Lincoln.
Is that right?
Yeah, and she burned them up.
Oh, she did.
And hell, I reckon they bring $1 million today.
Yes, yes.
And he signed it, "Your friend Abe." I said, he didn't sign it, President. "Your friend Abe."
Yes.
And so, when I was as young, and I got in the Blue Lodge up there, he told me to come to me. He was a nice looking, he's an old man. Of course, he's a West Pointer. And he says, "I'm fixing to retire now, and I want to lecture you. You're the last man I'm going to lecture. And I want you to have it right." And he lectured me. And I was the last man to ever lecture.
I see. Did he live on here, or did he go...
No, he died here.
Died.
Left one son, was all. And he died about 20 years ago with cancer of the rectum.
Well, that's those letters would certainly have been worth...
Oh, they were, yeah. They were, you tell what they're worth. Now, lots of people down there hated Abe, but, you know, he was a great president, you know.
Yes, he had a tough job.
Oh, he had a tough job, yeah.
Well, then, these plantations didn't actually change hands.
No. Well, some of them lost. Now, you take his place, Mr. Father owned it. He and a judge, yeah, Judge Wright, was president of the IC Railroad Company. And they went broke in there, back there.
What made them go broke? I mean, cotton...
Cotton went down cheap, down. You know, and labor cost to live, you know. They had to feed these niggers and things.
Mm-hmm.
And they spent lots of money.
About what...
This country, yeah, this kind of, you got here. Hell, they're rich. They got money.
Mm-hmm.
These people got money.
They spend money because they just want to live well?
That's it. They live well. Send the families often in the summer. Now you take me, I've got no money, I'm broke, but I've made lots of money. Now you take Ruth, I've got her cottage over on Spring River on the Ozark Mountain, and I paid around $6,000 or $7,000. I reckon I could get $25 or $30 for it now. It's right on the river front. Wait, let me show it to you. I got the back of a chair that a girl fixed up for me the other day.
Oh, sure.
I'll show it to you. Now this is in Ozark. Now this is the back. That girl did that for me.
Oh, that's very nice.
Now the river's in front. You don't see the river. That's the back of the house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a regular cottage.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's got that patio. I see those rock out in front.
Mm-hmm.
And chairs and things.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of trees right up in the mountain. Right on. The river comes right out of the ground.
How many years ago did you get this?
About 30, 40 years ago.
30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you go over there in the summer?
Say June, July, and August.
Every summer?
Every summer.
Uh-huh. That would be a beautiful...
And they go in the river every day, in the morning and evening, too. Lots of rich folks in Memphis got places, doctors and things like that, mm-hmm. Lawyers.
But where is that?
It's at Hardy, Arkansas, right on Spring River.
Hardy.
And it's just 10 miles from Missouri line to the Boot Hill.
I see.
Up in Missouri.
Memphis has always pretty much dominated this area then.
Oh, yeah,
as far as
yeah.
Finance. And,
yeah.
Did the money live there? And?
They had money up there, yeah, lots of money. Now you take that as Dillard and Coffin. Old man Dillard was raised in England, brought that money here from England. Lots of those boys up there. And old man came from over in